Thank you very much for the introduction. Welcome to my presentation. As already noticed, we have quite a lot of co-authors on this presentation, because this is actually a combined effort to learn something about quality of experience in 3D. Our quest is actually how to reliably measure 3D TV quality of experience using the current standards which the ITU has recently developed, notably the BT500, the P910, okay, we know that since a long time, the BT1438, which was the first idea to measure 3D TV quality, and lately the 2021, the multi-scale analysis standard and other things which have been standardized. Obviously, this is a very difficult quest, so we limited ourselves to the degradations on spatial resolution reduction and video coding only, in order to find out about a smaller scope whether or not we can measure on a single scale. This is the overview of my presentation. I will first say something about the context, as this has been not exploited this morning. Then I'm going to explain the video data set that we were using in this experiment, which is freely available and can be used by every lab who is interested in joining us in this particular quest. Then I'm going to say something about the current state of this effort, which is with another coordinated in the Video Quality Experts group. Something about the statistical analysis on the data that we have done so far, and the future of the quality of experience assessment. As I said, we have seen quite a lot of interesting things this morning, but not the different scales that are usually seen in 3D. So one of the possibilities to show this is to talk about quality of experience as an overall concept, being actually based on the low-level quality of experience indicators such as the 2D image quality, depth quantity, visual comfort. You can add a lot of different scales over there. We can have depth realism and naturalness as medium layers, and later on we have finally combined quality of experience. The question is, how can we measure all this? One possibility is to use individual scales, notably for the basic indicators, but we can also measure directly asking the people for quality of experience, but then they need to combine everything, and that is experienced as being difficult. So we prefer to use this in paired comparison experiments where we can measure the preference of experience rather than the quality of experience. what we are doing in this study is the following. We are limiting ourselves to the 2D image quality scale as much as possible. Of course, we cannot avoid completely visual discomfort in 3D experiments. And then we think that we may ask the people for quality of experience, meaning that they will mostly vote on the 2D image quality and or in the same way on visual comfort, depth quantity, and so on and so on. As related to coding and degradations. We have a wide variety of source sequences in our database. These databases is freely available, and as you can see, we have different types of depth quantity in our scenarios. On the right-hand side, you see the screen plane and the extent to in front of the screen and behind the screen in all these different contents, which are somewhat typical contents as far as possible. Coding and spatial degradations contains the following degradations. We have four HO264 encodings at a fixed QP. We have four JPEG-2000 at a fixed bitrate, having something which is more on the wavelet and the blurriness, and two downsampling of a factor of four, as well as an edge enhancement algorithm. The list of authors has already indicated it. We had three subjective experiment labs which are actually conducting this experiment. One is at the University of Nantes in France. One is at the Yonsei University in South Korea. We have an experiment in Sweden at the Creo Mid-Sweden University and the Swedish ICT AB labs. So the differences are manifold in these three different labs. We have run four different languages, Korean, and in Sweden we had Swedish and English as languages, and we have of course French and Nantes. We have two different display technologies, having active shutter glasses and passive film pattern retarder displays, two viewing distance at 3H and at 5H. We have two voting methods on paper and on screen, and two conditions for the number of parallel viewers. So either we had one viewer, or in Korea we had two viewers in front of the screen. You may expect that with these number of different conditions that were done in the different labs and their spatial locations all over the world, you will get a lot of differences between the different experiments. However, our principal analysis showed that we don't have a lot of differences. So the test was repeatable. We got, concerning the mean opinion scores, reliable measures. When we just look at the Pearson correlation between the different labs, we see something like 0.97, 0.98 between the different labs. So in principle, the results are very much comparable. Spearman rank order correlation doesn't show any other picture. When we look a little bit more into the details, as you can see over here, the general correlation between the different labs is very good. We don't see a lot of differences with relation to degradations or sources, but you also see that there is a linear relation between the labs, which is not exactly one-to-one. The scale was used a little bit different between the different labs. Not statistically a significant difference on 95% confidence intervals. However, we can see a few differences related to source and related to the degradations. Notably, the sequence number one, the barrier gate sequence over there, was noted with a much higher score in the experiment one, which used shutter glasses displays, Nantes, as in the two other displays using the passive polarized technology. Whether this was the difference or whether the difference comes from something else is difficult to evaluate. The other thing that we can notice is that also the difference between experiment lab one and the two other experiment labs, the resolution reduction and the sharpening effects were generally voted as having a higher quality in the other labs than in the lab that used the shutter glasses display, which may be due to the reduced resolution of the polarized displays, but this is this has to be further verified. The HR264 coding was generally perceived as being better in the experiment one, whereas in JPEG 2000 coding, the results were not conclusive. One of the questions that you often ask when you do subjective experiments is how many differences can you clearly distinguish? And here we did the following analysis. We used all the mean opinion scores in one lab to find out about the statistical difference between one condition and each of the other possible conditions, using a student t-test to learn about this. And obviously, the percentage of significant differences depends on the number of observers and on the agreement of the observers. And what we can see over here in this diagram is when we have more observers, we get more statistical significant difference, here noted in percent. But we can also notice that between the different labs, there is there are three different behaviors of our curves, all so asymptotically they approach the same position. However, in experiment one, we obtained the same number of statistical significant difference with three observers less than in experiment two and with six observers less than in experiment number three. Again, the question why cannot be easily answered. As we will see, experiment three has had a very particular setup because they used 3H and 5H, so that may be one of the reasons why they why there was less statistical difference with the same number of observers. One of the questions that we were asking as well is, does language have an influence on subjective experiments? Usually we do alignment between subjective experiments using linear regression. So we just have two parameters. What happens if we allow for five parameters, saying that each of the different levels of our absolute category rating scale has a different meaning on the scale? This is something that has been done in the Audio Engineering Society, notably, and has been published by Zielinski in this paper that I noted over here. The question that is behind that is, you can say the quality is excellent, the quality is perfect, the quality is very good. You always have a little bit of a difference between the different terms, and the same is true for the different languages. Très bien in French is not the same as excellent in English. And this has been done by Zielinski for the Audio Engineering Society and in psychological studies. And we used his results in order to align our French scale to the results that were obtained over there. And he said, okay, the highest possible note, excellent, in French, for example, corresponds to a value which is a little bit lower than, for example, in the US English scale. You need to notice that we didn't have native speakers, so the English scale is a little bit to be taken with care. When you look at the Swedish scale, for example, you have the highest score being a little bit lower and the middle scores being also a little bit lower than on the French scale. So after having used our votes in order to align them to the best possible way to the same mean opinion score using five different parameters and the mean and the least squares fitting, we obtained the following diagram over here, which shows us that in general we find the same the same relationship as was found by Zielinski. Some of the points are less, some of the attributes relate differently between the languages. But in general, we didn't get a much higher correlation in terms of Pearson or Spearman rank order correlation than with the 3D, than with the linear correlation. So the five parameters are not really necessary. For the viewing distance, I'm going to explain this very rapidly over here. In the experiment number three, we had two different viewing distances for a 3D polarized screen. One was at 3H, the other one was at 5H, and the observer saw the, one source sequence on both conditions. And what we can perceive is that there is a slight difference between the viewing of 3H and the viewing of 5H in the way that if the people are further away, then they vote with a higher quality, maybe because they don't see the degradations as well as in 3H. We have a slight statistical significant difference on the 95% interval, but not on the 99% interval. If we look at the degradations in particular, we can see that this is most pronounced on the resolution reduction by a factor of four. And there we actually obtain statistical significant difference both in student T and Wilcoxon paired rank order test. So coming back to our initial question, is it possible to measure quality of experience for 3D in the case that we limit ourselves to video coding degradations? The first results show yes, it is possible. The question is then, what is the influence of the environment on the reliability of these results? And what we can see from our analysis at the moment is that there are influences, but we need more data in order to know how these influences actually relate. So if somebody is interested in joining this effort on finding out what is the influence of viewing environments and different parameters, they are very much welcome to join in to this effort. Coming to the conclusions, we have shown that it is feasible. There is very small influence on the mean opinion score, which is a good news because there have been a lot of publications already done using absolute category rating with 3D. So as long as they used symmetric conditions and they didn't introduce too much discomfort, we can be quite sure that the tests are reliably reproducible. However, some differences may exist, like for example the viewing distance for polarized screens, which needs to be standardized in order to have the same experiment, the same results in different labs. We didn't find any particular difference on one or two observers, active shutter glasses versus polarized screens. The voting on displays or papers didn't seem to have a particular influence on our experiment, but further experiments need to be done in order to evaluate all these different possibilities. Language differences exist. However, whether or not they have influence on the mean opinion score is questionable because we didn't receive a better fitting than with linear relation. So as I said, everybody is welcome to join this effort. You can just download the sequences and can run them in your own subjective experiment lab. Just search for the term COSPAT1. Where are we going from here? Just a very rapid outlook. We have another test set which is currently being constructed, which is a ground truth quality of experience in 3D, which contains also sequences which are particularly on the depth quantity and on the visual discomfort scale. So some asymmetric conditions, asymmetric brightness conditions, asymmetric coding conditions, reduced depth quantity, and so on. This video database is also going to be made publicly available. And then we are going to run a very large experiment on preference of experiment, showing in parallel what do the people prefer, the sequence with a larger visual discomfort or the sequence with a larger 2D, with a worse 2D image quality. And from there, we can actually validate whether individual scales can be used in order to evaluate these three things and how does it relate to the preference of experiment of experience, finally going into the methodology approaches. So thank you very much for your attention.
So thank you, Marcus. Time for a couple of quick questions. Lots of data. Some interesting plots, no? Not even one question? I think, I guess I'd go back to earlier. You were measuring 2D quality. Were you asking people about their 2D experience?
No, we are asking them for the quality of experience, but as our degradations are mostly in the 2D image quality domain, that is, we have applied HR264 coding on the left view and on the right view independently, we expect that the results which we obtain are not on the other scales. But the question that is asked is actually on the quality of experience.
Okay, thank you very much to Marcus.